This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. One of the most recognized traditions associated with the new year is making resolutions or goal setting. Emily Wright is an organizational impact coach with Lakeland Care Plus Consulting, and she says before one starts to set goals for the new year, it's best to take a moment and reflect on the year that's ending.
What do you want to celebrate over this last year? What worked well? What do you want to leave behind? What were some learnings? Is there anything unfinished? You know, did we not accomplish something that we wanted to? And do we want to bring it forward? Or is it time to drop it?
Wright said looking back over the past year's accomplishments can give you momentum as you set your goals for the new year. As the holiday season kicks into high gear, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling on everyone to prevent impaired driving by prioritizing safety. The holiday season is one of the most dangerous times of the year on the roads due to an increase in impaired driving crashes. As millions of people travel to celebrate the holidays together, MAD encourages everyone to spread the message, never drive impaired, and plan a safe ride home to ensure a joyous holiday season. Drunk driving fatalities have increased by 33% since 2019. Every 78 seconds, someone in the United States is killed or injured by a drunk driver. MAD Wisconsin says those hosting this holiday season can also take proactive steps to ensure everyone's safety. By helping guests plan a safe way home, offering a place to stay, or arranging a ride share, hosts can play a crucial role in preventing impaired driving crashes and creating a safer holiday for all. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up really soon. With more on that, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Find more information, including the forms you need to file, on the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. State taxpayers will have to pay the $240,000 legal bill for a group that sued over an election investigation. A Dane County judge last week ordered for the state to pay American Oversight's legal costs. The group successfully sued former Judge Michael Gableman over public records related to his investigation into the 2020 presidential election. The lawsuits involved Gableman's legislature-supported investigation into the allegations of fraud in that election and accusations that his office broke open records laws by not turning over the requested documents quickly. The appeals court also overturned a lower court ruling, holding Gableman's office in contempt. Green Bay police are asking for the public's help with a hit-and-run accident that injured five people and damaged five vehicles. The accident happened in the 1700 block of Main Street just before 5 Saturday evening. The driver of the SUV, traveling at a high rate of speed, struck several vehicles, some of which were parked in a nearby lot. Authorities believe the driver is the registered owner of the vehicle, and they're asking for that person to come forward. They're also asking anyone with information to call the Green Bay Police Department or Crime Stoppers. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to the Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health. mental health workforce. This spring's Wisconsin Supreme Court election between former Republican Attorney General Brad Scheimel and liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is promising to be another high-spending contest for ideological control of the court. Wisconsin Watch is fact-checking the candidates, including Scheimel's claim that Crawford opposes the state's voter ID law. Is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford has opposed the state's voter ID law, which took effect in 2016. Crawford, a lawyer in a lawsuit that challenged voter ID, suggested it would be, quote, acceptable, unquote, if voters could sign affidavits instead of showing ID. In 2018, she called the law, quote, draconian, unquote. UW-Madison estimated the law prevented 4,000 to 11,000 Milwaukee and Madison area voters in 2016. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
As holiday decorations start to come down, the question becomes, what do you do with the tree? Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary will take natural trees. They use them as shelters for birds and mammals. You can also create a shelter in your backyard by removing all hooks and wires, decorations and lights from the tree, and then redecorating it with popcorn, cereal, berries, or pine cones rolled in peanut butter and bird seed. This will act as food and shelter for your backyard wildlife. Retired Manitowoc County Sheriff's Lieutenant David Remaker pleaded not guilty to a misconduct in office charge Monday. The charge stems from an audit that showed several thousand dollars of asset forfeiture funds were not properly deposited into designated accounts. Remaker waived his preliminary hearing. A status conference is set for April 1st, but no trial date was set. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Marquette basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road in Rhode Island tonight to take on the Providence Friars. Marquette now 11-2 for the season. Head coach Shaka Smart on being ranked 8th in the nation again this week.
In sports, it comes down to what color you're wearing, you know, and which side you're on and which perspective you have. You know, what I tell our guys is we're going to control the controllables, and it doesn't change regardless of the results out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago against the Bulls. A recap on those games coming up later tonight. NFL, the Packers reviewing the tape of their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. All I wanted was to hold on and live. Those are the words of Gail Godot, who recently gave birth to her fourth daughter. The drama surrounding the birth was right out of a movie script, as the actress revealed that during the eighth month of her pregnancy, an MRI showed a massive blood clot in her brain. Godot was rushed into surgery and during the operation gave birth to her daughter Ori. The 39-year-old actress says the name means my light and that it was appropriate as Hanukkah is a celebration of light and miracles. Golden Globes host Nikki Glaser might have a furrowed brow through this year's broadcast. You can chalk that up to bad timing, as the comedian was planning on getting plastic surgery but had to reschedule once she got the gig. Glaser says she was planning on getting a brow lift, but her agent advised her to wait until after the Golden Globes. Translation? Instead of looking surprised when she reads the nominees, she'll look grumpy. The Golden Globes air Sunday, January 5th on CBS. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther, did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind north to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries, our low 23. Tomorrow, it will be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.